The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
A crowd of 16,146 fans packed into SAP Center at San Jose for yet another classic on this April month homestand. The San Jose Sharks beat the Anaheim Ducks by the score of 4-3. And it's time for our Sharks Instant Replay. Here's how it all happened. It began with lots of pressure by Anaheim in the first period. The Ducks outshot the Sharks 13-7, and Yaroslav Askarov had to come up huge very early. But Kreider on the point, feeds near side. Troy Terry moving in, shooting in. Two great saves by Yaroslav Askarov, doing the splits, turning into an octopus. One of his eight arms stopped that second chance right out in front of an net. Unbelievable save off of Terry and Leo Carlson. Terry, the real chance, the second one. But somehow, Askarov got one of those arms and stopped the puck and kept it nothing to nothing. And then shortly after that, the Sharks went on the power play. After killing off a penalty, by the way, to Ty Dellandrea returning to action, taking that penalty for high sticking at 2:17. But the San Jose penalty killers did a heck of a job in the first period, killing not only that one, but two others to give the Sharks more of an opportunity. Then Alex Killorn took a two-minute hooking call at 3:57, and it was time for Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith to begin a magical night. Here comes Celebrini moving in, cruising back behind the Anaheim net. Centering feed, score! Will Smith from Macklin Celebrini. The dynamic duo strike on the power play, and the Sharks are up 1-0 at 4:37 of the first period. That was the beginning of something special. Macklin Celebrini getting the puck to Will Smith, and when Will Smith gets that shot off quickly, it's mostly in the back of the net.
Yeah, he's got a great one-timer. He just finds that little pocket there for Celebrini to feed him the puck, and he makes no mistake.
So for Will Smith of the Sharks, that is his 22nd goal of the season. And Macklin Celebrini assisted, and you're going to hear a lot of their names in the rest of this summary. But not before Anaheim fought back. The first-place team in the Pacific Division showed a lot of why they've had a season like they've had. At 17:47 of the first period, an opportunity for Ryan Poehling down the right-wing side. Slipping by an Orlov check. Here are the Ducks moving in. They shoot. They score. That's Ryan Poehling down the right wing side. He's got a great wrist shot. He slips by Orlov down the wing, turns to the middle in the circle, and snaps it up top to get it past Askarov to tie the game 1-1 for Anaheim with 2:13 to go in this period. Again, the official time, 17:47. Poehling's 10th of the season made it 1-1. Drew Helleson is first of two assists on the play, and Lukasz Dostal, the goaltender, fed it up the right wing boards to Helleson. So that was all up the right wing side on the play up the ice. Dostal getting his first career assist. Goaltender for the Anaheim Ducks had a good effort today in the losing cause. So 1-1 at the end of one. Askarov's goaltending a huge part of that first period. But it was also a pretty big save that he made in the second period on Chris Kreider with a point-blank chance in the opening minute of period number two. Leo Carlson skates left to right, veers to his left across the blue line, couldn't split through the players, but Anaheim is in front of the net, and Kreider gets a golden chance all by himself, and a great save by Askarov, just standing tall, not allowing any space, and I'll tell you what, that was a great chance for a veteran like Kreider, but a big save by Askarov. Big save again for Askarov, keeping the score 1-1, yet unfortunately, Alex Killorn would get an opportunity in the second period, and he would put the Ducks in front with 5:01 on the clock. Granlund to Killorn in the left corner of the Sharks' end. Back to the point men. Here's a play. Tellison fed in front. Tip score! Killorn, a tic-tac-toe play. The only reason why Anaheim takes the 2-1 lead here is because of Mikhail Granlund's play on the left wing boards. That allowed for the puck to come back to the point, and Killorn knocks it home to put Anaheim in front. Time of that goal, 14:59. Killorn's 13th from Helleson and Lacombe. No surprise that Mikael Granlund's making important plays. Didn't get an assist on the play, but boy, he gets a nice kudos for what he did to keep the puck in twice.
Yeah, such a smart player, the way he reads the play there. And again, just keeping the puck alive, creating some offense that way.
And so the Sharks were down by the score of 2-1 after two periods of play. Heading into action today, the San Jose Sharks, when trailing after two, were 6-23-3 this season. So they did come back six other times at home in a second period situation where they were down. They were 2-8-2. The odds were against them, but Macklin Celebrini kind of changed those odds 27 seconds into the third period when he tied the game for the first time. Moving left to right, Smith bats one down, looks for Graf, goes off his stick, but he recovers, sends over to Smith, stick handles, throws it over to Macklin, and Macklin Celebrini scores! 27 seconds into the third period, Graf, Smith, Celebrini, and Macklin Celebrini in a spectacular finish ties this game 2-2. Wow, what a goal. In the opening minute of the third, Celebrini, his 39th goal of the season from Will Smith and Colin Graf. Graf, a big role in that goal.
Yeah, for sure. You saw the way he was going to create space, and it really was. It was a big play by Graf creating that turnover to lead to Macklin getting that goal.
So for the second time in this game, the Sharks were down, and they tied it up very early in the third. That should have given them some momentum, but Anaheim's a team that's never going to stop working, and Troy Terry, one of the better players on the ice for the Ducks in this game, ended up taking advantage of a turnover and putting Anaheim in front again. Now a turnover. Orloff gave it away. Here comes Terry. Shoot, save, score! Orloff lost the puck. Terry's first shot was stopped by Askarov, and the rebound popped back to the right winger, and he tapped it around Askarov to put the Ducks in front. 3-2 at 4:04 of this third period. Unassisted goal for Troy Terry, his 18th of the season at 4:04, making the score Anaheim 3 and the Sharks 2. Once again, it was time for Askarov to save the day to keep the score 3-2. Anaheim's got it on the right point. Sent to the net. Saved by Askarov off Kreider, who was one-on-one with Mukko Madulman. Kreider, a very strong player, actually got his stick through, but somehow the low pad of Askarov stopped that puck and kept it out of the net. What a save that was. What a save indeed. With 11:04 to play in the third, Askarov kept the score 3-2 Anaheim. And it ticked down to the final minute and a half. The Sharks pulled Askarov for the extra attacker. It was desperation time for San Jose, but when it's desperation time, you want Macklin Celebrini on your side, and the Sharks' star center tied the game. Sharks threatening, six attackers on, down by a goal. Celebrini shoots, he scores! That's his 40th goal of the season! Macklin Celebrini just tied the game with 1:39 to play! Extra attacker on, and the fans are on their feet cheering as one man as the Sharks have evened the score again against Anaheim. Wow, what a moment for Macklin Celebrini. His third point of the night, second goal of the game, 40th of the season from Orloff and from Will Smith at 18:21 with that extra attacker on in the third period. So when was the last time that a Sharks player had 40 goals in a season? You have to go all the way back to 2013-14. In other words, 12 years ago, when Joe Pavelski had a 41-goal campaign for the Sharks. Nobody has gotten to 40 goals since then for San Jose until now. And overall, it is the fifth time in history of the Sharks that we have had a 40-goal scorer. What a moment that was.
Amazing, amazing on the extra attacker there, the way he can create space. You knew he was going to get into that second layer and get a good look, and he makes no mistake.
But with Askarov back in goal and the score tied 3-3 and time dwindling in the final minute, you figured that they would play through, maybe get a chance or two, and then go into overtime. But you don't know Macklin Celebrini, do you? Wenberg slips underneath the check, cuts back behind the Anaheim net, holds onto it, turns with the puck, sends it back to the point. There's Dickinson putting it back into the corner to the slot. Wenberg score! Macklin Celebrini got the pass down low, went up high, and Alex Wenberg puts the Sharks in front 4-3 with only 31 seconds left in the third period. Wow! The crowd just exploded, didn't it? Alex Wenberg getting a big game winner at 19:29 of the third period. Wenberg's 17th goal of the season, and for Alex Wenberg, also his 50th point of the year. Macklin Celebrini, his fourth point of the night, getting the primary assist, and good to see Sam Dickinson getting a reward for what was really a strong 60-minute effort for him. He gets the second assist by keeping the puck in, and most importantly, that pass down low to Celebrini who created that space was flat right on the tape. It has to be that way at that point in the game.
Yeah, flat right on the tape. Bought him enough time to be able to find Wenberg tight. There wasn't a lot of space to feather that pass by Dickens and or Celebrini. It was just a great play all around.
What a goal by Alex Wenberg. His 17th goal of the season and his 50th point of the year. An amazing season he's had. That was the game winner at 19:29 of the third period. Macklin Celebrini, his fourth point of the game. And Sam Dickinson, good to see him get a reward for a really strong effort with an assist on what proved to be the game-winning goal. But there was still 31 seconds left, and the way this game went, you had to wait until it was over before you could really say that it was a Sharks victory. Fortunately, as Lukasz Dostal was pulled for the extra attacker, the Sharks made that victory happen. 15 seconds left in the game. There goes Dostal for the extra attacker. Wenberg will dump it back toward the empty net. Glove down by the Ducks. 8 seconds to play. The fans are standing as one man right now to cheer their heroes as the San Jose Sharks are about to take a big victory against the Anaheim Ducks. And there it is. It's over. The final score, the Sharks 4 and the Ducks 3. Check out the big group hug right in front of the Sharks net as the entire team comes off the bench to surround Yaroslav Askarov and Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith and Alex Wenberg and everybody else who put together this gigantic victory for Sharks hockey. What a team effort. Final score, the San Jose Sharks 4 and the Anaheim Ducks 3. One of the guys that certainly is a huge part of this game is the man who scored the game-winning goal. Alex Wenberg, a brilliant 17th goal of a season, with that goal reaching the 50-point mark for the year. But here's another stat for him. He was 15-4 on faceoffs, 79%. That's a gigantic part of this game. And right now, he is our guest with Scott Hannon.
Hey, Alex, what a gutsy performance there. I thought you got contributions from everybody there. Take us through the feeling there in the locker room right now.
No, I mean, feeling is great. Obviously, these games are really important. Come down to it, and I mean, obviously, playing a good team, but we're sticking to it. I mean, to the last end, we're giving it all, and I mean, obviously, finding a way to score, tie the game, and also get the game winner. But yeah, just a great team effort right there.
Yeah, I mean, the penalty kill in the first period. Askarov had to make that save on Troy Terry, and you guys sort of battled through and persevered. You know, and it's important this going down the stretch. Take us through all of that contributions from everybody.
No, just like you talked about. I mean, Askarov, unbelievable in that. I feel like the PK was really good. The D-man's making great plays, and Forrest Hobbit, and also we got Macklin Celebrini, which kind of like helps us win this game. So he's an unbelievable player who steps up for us every time we need him. So.
Yeah, the spark about offense. Talk a little bit about that game-winning goal. You had a great entry there through the neutral zone. Just take us through that goal a little bit.
No, I mean, yeah, like I said, good entry. I think I got caught up a little bit, ended up making a good play. But then also, again, Max hitting the puck right there and just finding me right open. And then, I mean, obviously, really happy that I went in. Felt like a nice shot. So it's just an unbelievable feeling for the team right there. You can just see the joy and excitement by everyone. So,
Alex, aside from all of your great moments in the faceoff circle, a lot of little details really contributed to that play being possible, and not the least of which was just keeping your composure when Anaheim seemed to have control of the neutral zone and not allowing you a lot of zone entries in the second period. How did you get through that mentally?
No, I mean, obviously, like you said, a good team to play against. They don't really give you that much time in place to make those. So, I mean, try to just stay patient with it. I mean, I feel like twice there, try to go in on the entry and just go behind the net. I feel like it created some room. So try to just find those small areas where you feel like you can get something out of it. And then after that, you just try to get the skill to take over.
What does a game like this do for the development of a player like Michael Misa or Shakir Mukhamudulin or Sam Dickinson?
No, I think it's great. I mean, obviously right now you're coming into the end of the season here. It's getting way more like playoff-like. You can see the intensity of the game, the physicality, everything about it. And I mean, this is the games you want to play. So I think it's a great learning step for them as well. And I mean, you can see right now, I feel like they're taking step by step. They're a big part of us winning this game. So it's just great to see these young players developing well.
Well, Alex, you're a big part of that too. Congratulations on the game winner. Thanks for joining us. Go enjoy it, and we'll see you tomorrow for Toronto.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
That is Alex Wenberg of the San Jose Sharks, who scored that dramatic game-winning goal with only 31 seconds left in the third period. Final score, the Sharks 4, the Anaheim Ducks 3. San Jose with a gigantic victory, as we mentioned. They up their record to 35-31-7, 77 points, while the Ducks fall back to 41-29-5. They still have 87 points on the year. There's only one more game left in the season series between these two teams. That'll be on April the 9th at the Honda Center in Anaheim. And all three games so far have been decided by one single goal. There's no reason to believe that the last meeting will go any differently. Again, the final score, the Sharks 4 and the Ducks 3. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This is a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.